Blake Buck here with the Inside Mac Games podcast. Just want to give you guys a little update on the podcast. This recording, after we recorded, I played it back and my audio came out terrible. So everybody else sounds fine, but when I talk, it sounds like a robot. So, you know, our options were either scrap the whole show or just put it out as is. So you can still tell what I'm saying, but it's a little weird. So sorry about that, guys. We'll get our bugs fixed out for next week's show. Speaking of next week's show, instead of our normal time at Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, the show is now going to be Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern because we got all these Freeverse guys showing up. Next week is our big Wingnuts 2 show. So if you guys want to check out that show, remember it's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time rather than 4 p.m. like usual. All right, so enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome to the Inside Mac Games podcast. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Miller, an artist for Freeverse. Oh, dang it! After so many times! Where are you?
First time.
Harmonics, harmonics.
Just call me Wayne. Just call me Wayne.
We've also got Justin Fick of Kill Monty fame.
How's it going?
It's going good, and for those of you just joining us, we have now been trying to get this show rolling for an hour. And you know what the weird thing is, guys? I had a dream this morning when I woke up that I was trying to get the show going, and I got it started, but I didn't have any of my printouts, and it fell apart. And quite actually the opposite happened, where I have all the printouts, and none of the audio equipment worked. So, no Tunster Dennis this week. He's still on his hot date in Florida. Man, he's been there for a while, Tunster Dennis.
He has been on a hot date for a while.
I'm ready for his triumphant return, guys.
He's searching the keys for the cure for his sick child.
Man, I've had some music ready for Tunster when he comes back for a good number of weeks now. No, can't use it though. He's not back yet. And this is your Mac Gaming News for Wednesday, July 26, 2006. 26! There it is. Come on, I thought. Alright, so this week in the news, Peter Molyneux has been interviewed, Rage of Magic 2 released, Dim 3 version 2.0, open source game engine released, IMG posted an article on the state of Mac VOIP, Wingnuts 2 digital download now available at MacGameStore.com, World of Warcraft Flying Mount movie released, Red Marble Games announces Democracy, Hearts of Iron 2 Doomsday announced, and Freeverse to make games with Unity. Bam! All this week on the Inside Mac Games podcast.
That's pretty good, Blake Bob.
Oh, yeah. I got my cheat sheet this week, guys.
So, Peter Molyneux interviewed. Joystick recently posted an interview with legendary game designer Peter Molyneux, founder of Lionhead Studios. The interview covers the over-the-top hype surrounding Fable, trends in the Mac gaming industry, and even a brief discussion of the Mac as a gaming platform. Now, essentially, he addressed, like, the main problem with developing on the Mac platform versus on Windows, and that's that Apple hates games.
It's true. He hates games.
Microsoft has realized, according to Peter, that games are very, very important to the overall survival and prosperity of their platform. So they develop things like DirectX and XNA that directly support game developers. Apple has done no such thing, and they suffer for it. Blake Buck, go.
I'll freeze it up. I actually did
read through this article and like it's basically just like a catch-22. It's like you don't pull in the players, and there's no players, so it doesn't pull in any developers, and there's no games, so it doesn't pull in any players, and it's just this vicious downward spiral. But there's actually some good in this interview, like about indie games, about like the stuff that Microsoft is doing with Xbox Live, and I don't know, it just seems that like there is way more that Apple could be doing, but you know, it comes back to the question of is that their priority or not, and it it's just simply not.
But the thing is, traditionally Apple has always been targeted at the consumer, and Windows traditionally has been targeted at the business. So why is it, Apple, that Microsoft has a one-up in the gaming arena? We should be capitalizing on this. macOS 10 is a great platform for games. It is. Yet we don't have anything like DirectX. We don't have anything like Xbox. You've got a great distribution model for games via iTunes, and nobody's taken advantage of that yet either. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Apple, you're stupid.
Well, Aspyr is coming out with their gamerhood, so...
Now, that's a step in the right direction, but it's still not... It still suffers from the same problem, and it's not going to get fixed until Apple backs...
You need the first-party support.
Exactly. You need first-party support in order for anything to work.
But, you know, I can't really take anything Peter Molyneux says seriously. I don't have a lot of respect for Peter Molyneux. I gotta be honest.
Did he kick dirt in your face on the playground?
No! No, but, like, he's like, "Hi, I'm Peter Molyneux. My games are overhyped and never live up to your expectations."
Well, I just love this interview how the, like, Joystick kind of grills him for... You know, building up how, like, the trees in Fable would grow, like, in real time.
Yeah, stupid. That never... You may have played that game. That game didn't live up to half of what it was supposed to. And same thing with all their games. You know, they give you all this talk about, oh, you'll be able to watch procedural grass textures form over time. And then, oh, by the way, that got cut. Who'd have thunk it? Procedural grass textures didn't make it. You're an idiot.
Well, I just love how he alludes to this, There's a very big surprise in Fable 2, which is a fundamental part of the gameplay that no one knows yet, but it's gonna be the most awesome thing ever. But I actually found out what this is. Like, your character's fingernails are gonna grow in real time as you play. So like every in-game day, your fingernails grow. If they grow long enough, you can actually use them as claw weapons.
Oh, I like it.
Excellent.
Totally.
Excellent. See, what
that's maybe the most awesome thing ever.
What they need to do over there at Lionhead is just make a game and not tell anybody about it. And then when it comes out, and it's kind of the same, it's kind of the same kind of, you know, feature set as Fable or whatever, people love it because it's not overhyped.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, had Fable come out and I not have been expecting procedural grass texture renderings, I might have liked it. But I was let down. Shame on you, Peter Molyneux. Alright, so Rage of Magic 2 has been released. So, does anybody even see Rage of Magic 1? Anybody ever even heard of it?
Yeah, why didn't this game fly on our radar? Like, this went totally underneath what we're looking for.
Oh, I know.
Rage of Magic 2 is awesome.
Rage of Magic by Game Brew is an epic fantasy fighting game for macOS 10, Windows, and Linux. Rage of Magic features 35 levels of one-player story mode and two-player modes, including 100 levels of arena and versus modes.
Wait, stop. 100 levels.
Yes! I love it!
Continue.
So, essentially, this game reminds me a lot of Streets of Rage, which is kind of weird because it's also Rage of Magic. Anyway, but like Streets of Rage, you walk down the street, you beat people up. Well, that's what you do in this game, except instead of a street, it's a anime forest. And
Blake Buck, describe your favorite feature of this game.
Dude, my favorite feature of this game, I don't know.
You told me your favorite feature the other day.
Oh, I don't know. What did I tell you?
That you can skip the dumb anime cutscenes.
Oh, that's right.
wait, you can?
Oh, man. So it comes up...
Describe this to me.
Oh, you know, King Rashomon has deserted to the forest. What should we do? Oh, no, Padme. We'll have to go seek the Wizard of the Forest. Oh, look at that. Skip X, skip D, over.
Is it really the D key that skips that?
I dare say yes. Yes, I think it is the D key that skips.
Oh, God. Best game ever. I mean, because, like, I'm playing through this game and I love it, and, like, every other level is one of these cinematic cutscenes, which, you know, I have no problem with cutscenes, but the story in this game is complete freaking nonsense.
Oh, yeah,
I have no idea who's who and why who's fighting who, and why this fairy is telling my guy what to do, and he's...
And, you know...
It's like, I don't care!
Even if you
I want Chop Chop! Even... I want to fuck people up!
Even if you played the first one, it still wouldn't make sense, you know? But, I think...
Like, the story must have been written by some, like, epileptic six-year-old on crack with... That is, like, writing the story with his own feces. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Well, don't let that deter you, though, the story written in his own feces from actually purchasing this game. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
man,
a lot
it
of
is.
Fun. It's a lot of fun. And it's available for macOS 10, Windows, and Linux. So...
Yeah, and you know what's cool? This is one thing I really want to talk about. So this guy has a cool game, right? It's got one thing that's cool. It's got, like, unlockable art and stuff in the game. How cool is that? And like little demo battles where they'll have like CPU characters battle one another. I mean, it's not much, but, you know, unlockables and shareware, big plus. And not only that, on the website, if you go to their store, you can buy a disc version of the game that will run on any platform from the CD. And it's like $10. How awesome is that?
Genius. Nice. Genius. And this guy, it's just one dude, and he did it all, I think.
Yeah, man.
He's like, he's like David Rosen, game-making machine.
No way, dude. No way. No. David Rosen. Remember all back on 28 or something when I said David Rosen has the charisma of a short log? Well, apparently he heard that episode. And he sent me an instant message the other day, and he was a little peeved, to say the least. But no, we love David though. We
kid
around
and allow him to retort.
Yeah. No, see what I think we need to do, Blake, is take the camera, and next Macworld, we'll go take David Rosen out for a drink, and he's gonna go crazy. The man is gonna be the biggest party animal we've ever seen. We're gonna get all the tape, and we're gonna show it to you, our listeners.
Dude, you get David Rosen drunk, and he will take, like, two rabbits out of his trench coat or whatever and make them fight, and it will be awesome.
Okay, just so the chat will be quiet, apparently it's Sippin's birthday. Apparently. It's been saying that for 10 minutes in the chat now. Yes, I see, it's Sippin. We'll talk about it later. Maybe Sippin can call in, so calm down, chat, all right? So anyway, Rage of Magic 2, great game. Go check it out. It's, what, I think $20. It's at rageofmagic.com. Excellent game. I love it.
Kind of reminds me of Knights of the Round.
Yeah. Yeah, or Dungeons and Dragons. You know, the arcade version.
Or Gauntlet.
Yeah, Golden Axe. Right, dude, I will take you in Golden Axe. Get all the chicks.
Dude, no. Blake Buck is king of Golden Axe.
Dude, you don't screw with the rolling dwarf. That kills everything.
Blake Buck, remember when we used to play that heat in high school?
Oh man, I remember that power.
We'd bring the TV out into the lobby and roll in Golden Axe.
Oh man. And like, see, the biggest part of Golden Axe for me and William Miller is not fighting. It's in that little level between the levels when the little munchkin came out and you had to get the codes. Oh, it was on, man. Oh. You had
dude,
to
I got
throw
all the
down.
Chicken.
Yeah,
any game that has a bonus level where you kick midgets is awesome.
All right, so who's got this next article?
Pick, go.
I got it, and let me pull it the hell up. All right, the DIM 3 2.0 open source game engine has been released. DIM 3 2.0 is a major update to the free and open source OS X 3D game development system. It's designed for modders with no programming experience. Source code is not needed. But it can also be used by experts who do require the source code, all without restrictions or payment. Projects created in DIM 3 can run on Mac, Windows, and Linux. So additions. All right, let me try this here. Try the Blake Buck version. Rigid body physics to improve real-time RGB lighting, auto-specular mapping, particle sounds effects, weapon distributed by bones, weapon zooming scopes, vehicle improvements, better texture uses for GLSL shaders, easier networking, new rapid scale to animation features, many improvements to animator and map editor, many improvements to graphic development features, new documentation, for more information, I'll find a link below, BAM!
Woo!
Now, I actually checked out the site for this, and it's made by Clink Software. You can go over to clinksoftware.com and see it. It looks pretty cool, but the thing that got me about this is that their slug line is 3D action game without content. That's their slogan.
Awesome.
What the hell? 3D action game, and in quotes, without content. What does that mean? That's like saying website without content.
Dude, that's like car without engine.
Content is for sissies.
Change your logo. Go. But this looks like a pretty good alternative.
There's also a huge forum on this on idevgames.com. All about the DIM 3 engine. So there's a huge community for that too, which I haven't really gotten into, but
yeah, so if you can't afford a seat of Unity, you know, go get this. It's pretty cool. The thing this does have over Unity though is you can actually get all of the source code if you want. So
that's cool.
Unity you can't do that unless you actually call up David Helgeson and be like, "Hey, look. Listen,
give me that power."
Give me that power.
Heat Deco.
No, you can
jank that code.
and it's completely free. Yeah, jank that code.
All right, so IMG Post, hear me out, the state of Mac VoIP. So for those of you who don't know, VoIP stands for Voice Over, well, I guess IP. What is Internet Protocol? Is that what IP
Internet
is?
Internet Protocol.
So these are these chat clients that we use, like Skype, Gizmo, TeamSpeak, even Roger Wilco way back in the day. So it kind of highlights all the different, you know, VoIPs, says which one you should get for playing games and stuff. It's a pretty interesting article. But if you plan on doing a radio show, don't use Skype. It's a nightmare.
No. And actually, we have given an official thumbs down to TeamSpeak.
Well, TeamSpeak's not that bad. It's just got a bad lag. It's not good for like, radio stuff.
If you're using it for a game, that's fine. It's just like a six-way walkie-talkie or whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember trying to use that for that boot camp round table with eight people.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
That was almost as much of a nightmare as today. All right, William, let's check this next article.
Okay, Blake Buck, Mac Game Store has released Wingnuts 2 from Freeverse Software as a digital download. Wingnuts 2 is now available at macgamestore.com for $29.95. So if you want to fly around and shoot over 100 real aircraft, helicopters, blimps, tanks, and ships and submarines, this is the game for you. Also, Blake Buck is featured as a boss on level 3.
And level 4.
Oh, and level 4. They gave you an upgrade. Wasn't Mike supposed to be on the show today?
Mike from Freeverse was supposed to be on the show today, but we're delaying the Wingnuts 2 show until next week. We're going to get Mike, Steve, and Bruce, the Freeverse dream team, if you will. We've got three copies of Wingnuts 2 to give away next week, so it's going to be a wild show. And the Cougar is even going to review Wingnuts 2. Can it break the thumbs down streak?
Somehow, I guess it will, because we're getting kickbacks from
the Dude, the Cougar cannot be influenced by money. He needs no money. Now,
we'll see.
If you were to buy him another bike, he might give something a thumbs up.
Or a cannon.
Bring him on, Filipino women.
But one thing about the Mac Game Store, Mac Game Store has never carried a Freeverse game until now. So that's kind of an interesting move on...
I could have sworn they had the best of OMG on there.
Did they? Well, I don't think they've ever... No, they've definitely never carried digital distribution downloads. I know they've never had those, but... No, I don't even think they have OMG on there, do they? Well, either way, it's nice to see some more Freeverse content on Mac Game Store.
Does Ian have a beef with Big T?
Well, let's just say, you know, he shot his child with AIDS.
With the AIDS gun.
AIDS gun.
There
I should have thought one a little better.
New FPS through. Weapon, the AIDS gun.
Alright, just a fic, World of Hypecraft, go.
Alright, so the World of Hypecraft is spread around like, you know, shooting us with an AIDS gun, the Flying Mount movie. So it's a detailing a feature in the upcoming World of Warcraft expansion, The Burning
Crusade. Wait. We got it. Oh, I can't do it. I don't have it turned on. I would add my reverb effect right here.
Just picture the reverb and picture it being.
Maybe I'll go back and post and add the reverb.
Yes.
No, I won't. Okay. So anyway.
So this video has been making its way through the net, showcasing the much anticipated flying mounts. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So, video, you're flying on stuff with your +5 sword. Go check it out.
Flying mount, dude, that's going to be hot. But I talked to Ben Buck, Double B, today, and he said that, you know, you're only going to be able to use that flying mount in one zone. So it's going to be lame. I'm so totally not playing that expansion pack when it comes out. I'm done with World of Warcraft. You believe that, right, Blake? Yeah. Yeah, I'm done with it.
Now, does he still have his, like, his 10 level 60 characters there?
He does. I'm telling you, look, when that expansion pack hits, he's going to melt down and buy it and sign back up. Alright, so Red Marble Games announces Democracy. Today, Red Marble Games announced Democracy, a new political simulation game. Democracy puts players in the role of president or prime minister as they must make decisions to keep their democracy running efficiently. So, yeah, if running a democracy sounds like a bang-up jolly good time, check it out at redmarblegames.com.
Yeah, this one probably not going to sell like gangbusters. Oh, no.
Very true.
The cool thing about this, though, is that it implements some pretty neat neural network AI stuff. So you have to like, the goal of the game is to get reelected. So you can run your democracy anywhere you like. It can be liberal, conservative, socialist, fascist. I guess fascist, and it's not really democracy, but whatever. but you have to be reelected. So it tracks like the opinions of 12 groups of voters, like farmers and drinkers and parents and police. And like their opinions of you changed based on this relatively complicated neural network AI stuff. So if you're, you know, into boring stuff, check this game out.
Lame. I want dictatorship.
You know
what
they need to let me do? that's what I'm saying. It's like forget re-election. Why not give me the option where if people don't like me, they die.
It's a very complex game. On the left, it says die. On the right, it says not die. And you sort the people out.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like same thing as democracy. You have your taxes and smoking laws, environmental subsidies, and whatever the hell. But, you know, you have, like, your little opinion poll every whatever. And, like everyone that chooses not to like you just gets smashed by this rock.
A rock. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in other uninteresting game news,
Hearts of Iron 2 Doomsday announced. This is another game Blake Buck is really going to hate. Today, Virtual Programming announced its newest game, Hearts of Iron 2 Doomsday, the sequel to the original Hearts of Iron. Doomsday offers strategy gameplay in a World War II setting. Now, I looked at screenshots of this game, and it looks like Risk, except with a lot more buttons and a lot more places to go and conquer. And it's probably turn-based, so Blake Buck, you're going to hate it.
Oh, I got something to tell you about turn-based a little later in the show. You'll see. I'm saving that power. So, yeah, Hearts of Iron 2. If you liked 1, I'm sure you're a nerd and you'll like 2. All right.
But it's also got Doomsday in the title, so blam.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It does look really nice, though. I mean, like, the look and feel of the game and the way that it's put together looks pretty solid. It's just, you know, kind of like Risk on steroids. But I don't know. I haven't played the thing, so go check it out.
All right,
they should combine those two games, actually, just like that and Democracy, where if people don't like me, I just hit a button and their whole country just blows up.
Dude, that's what I want it to be called. Democracy, Hearts of Iron 2, Doomsday.
Streets of Rage of Magic 2.
All right, Jess Vic.
All right, so Over the Edge Entertainment today announced a partnership with Freeverse Software, in which the latter will be using the Unity game engine in two of their upcoming games.
Ooh.
So Freeverse is going to be making games with the Unity engine. So one of the games is a sequel to one of Freeverse's current offerings, and the other is a totally new title, and both are slated for release this year. Details soon.
Jess Vic, you work for Freeverse Software. Tell us what these games are. Go!
I have no clue. Kill Monty 2 and 3.
The holy trinity of games.
Yes.
All right, is that all our news?
I think that's it.
All right, now
we flew through that.
Well, we did. Now it's time for us to do a segue to the listener emails.
Woo! Inside Mac Games listener emails!
There you have it. We got
a new segue.
That's a segue we got from Pastor Steve B. He sent us segues to the listener email. So here's another one he sent to us.
Inside All right. Mac Games listener email.
And finally, my favorite. He goes on a little while for this one.
And now, Inside Mac Games listener email, where you can hear the angry antics of Stefan, the eclectic responses of Sippin, and of course, the crazy, inane, bizarre antics of Blake. I love burgers, but enjoy, losers.
So, after that,
Pastor Steve for the win.
Pastor Steve B sounds like quite the lady killer over there.
I'm glad to finally put a face to the man.
Yes.
Wait, how do you do that?
Wait a minute. A voice to the man. There we go.
All right, so what? William Miller, take his email, go.
All right, he says, hey, guys, first of all, your podcast listener content sucks.
Blam!
What sort of self-bloviating person? I love that word, bloviating. Request that he have golden statues made of himself. You know, we talked about this on the podcast, like how, like, I don't know, we're very egotistical here on the
podcast. You think? Was it the part where we asked for golden statues of ourselves? Okay.
Says, you guys are great, but
podcasting are going to come strike us with lightning and rain frogs on our
jackass.
He says, you guys are great, but have to put a little more forethought into your contest. Knowing this, I've taken it upon myself to enter my own contribution, which I guess you've just heard. I don't pretend to be a professional on-air type like you guys are, but...
Professional on air type. We requested statues of ourselves for last week's contest.
Don't take us seriously, please.
Alright, hold on.
But I thought that some variety would be nice. Here are some transitions to listener email segment of your podcast. Play them, delete them, whatever. Just keep Buck from singing songs from Cartoon Network. Secondly, I'm somewhat confused. I downloaded the podcast, but I have no clue what week I'm listening to. Did you transpose 27 and 28 late Buck?
I don't think so. Nobody else complained about any problems, so it must just be you, Pastor Steve.
Hmm.
Generally,
keep
if
up
I
the nice work. It's nice to have Wayne back, and thanks for the thoughtful commentary on Superman and pirate movies. Your thoughtful character study and input on character development has led to me to contemplate the true transcendent ideals which the movies convey, rather than just focusing on stuff that gets blown up. Okay, not so much. Keep up the good work, Pastor Steve. In Christ, Pastor Steve.
Thank you, Pastor Steve!
Now see, Pastor Steve...
A lot of syllables in that email.
Blake Buck and I are actually, you know, we know movies.
We know movies. I directed Indiana Jones. It's true. I'm putting that out there. Little known fact.
The truth revealed.
We take lots of film classes at school, so.
All right. So our next.
I don't take film classes, but I watch Total Recall a lot. that makes me an authority.
Justin Fick, quote of the day: I don't take film classes, but I watch a lot of Total Recall. Hey guys, did you notice that Sippin' the Swedes entry in Justin Fick's IMG podcast glossary is actually longer than Justin Fick, Blake Buck's, William Miller, and even Tunzer Dennis's entry?
You know, I noticed that myself. Blake Buck, that needs to be remedied.
That's right. No, don't Blake Buck, Justin Fick. This needs to be remedied.
All right. I'm just going to write a lot of ego-inflating stuff on all our entries.
And then in 1995... The Inside Mac Games podcast was selected to King of Bosnia.
Yeah, we don't go there much, but it's nice.
Nobody knows anything about Bosnia, so you just believe it.
The more you know.
All right,
we got one from Lucas. It says, hey, Blake, I found this website. Apparently it's a rehabilitation program for civilization addicts. I don't know. I know you wouldn't need it, but pass it on in case someone else does.
So it's civanon.com. That's CIVANON.com. I gotta tell you, if you go to this website, you're a loser. Pretty much you're a nerd. You're never gonna get a girlfriend. People are gonna spit on you in the streets. So just throwing that out there beforehand.
You know, I had this English teacher. Do you remember?
Uh-oh. We just lost connection. Idiot!
Blake Buck.
We're back.
Where did we leave off?
I don't know, they're making fun of me in the chat, William Miller.
Dude, I closed that chat a long time ago. I find that I feel better about myself if I don't look at it.
Alright,
the best part, and someone invariably says this every week, is isn't this supposed to be the Mac Games in italics podcast? I love it. Invariably every week.
Look. Next person to complain, they get blocked forever. We rule with an iron fist.
IMG podcast.
I don't think you can block people from a chat.
They don't know that.
All right, Way Miller, you were talking. Continue with your heat.
But they do bring up a valid point that Blake Buck has never missed a podcast for a hot date.
No, he's never missed a podcast for a hot date.
That's
I have on many occasions.
He's never missed a podcast for any reason, just because he basically is the podcast.
Oh, come on. Imagine a podcast without Blake Buck. You know what it would sound like? That right there. Silence. Nothing.
It would be Justin Fick playing Luminous on his PSP for 2 hours.
All right, so let's see. Oh, also, I wanted to mention, guys, so after I saw that that abortion that was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, I really started getting into the pirate thing. I was thinking about, man, I really like pirates. So a game that I always heard was good, and I figured, well, I'll go check it out. Pirates, Sid Meier's Pirates. Now, This just occurred to me that this is from the same team that made Civilization. So I was a little skeptical of playing Pirates, right? I played that game. Oh, my God. My face has been rocked. You guys need to go
swashbuckles.
You got to go get this on your PC or your Xbox or something. Oh, man. Because it's like escape velocity. The whole point of the game is to just get more codes. And everything you do is directly proportional to the number of codes you get. And I'm addicted. I'm just playing codes all week. So after I've been having so much fun with Pirates, I'm thinking maybe around the end of the month I might buy Civilization 4 and give it a little review on the podcast. I'll give it another chance. We'll see how it goes. No promises.
I know, but between Blake Buck having to play Marathon and then Civ 4, I don't know. Are you going to be okay?
I don't know.
Do you want us to have 911 at the ready or
something? You might need to. You guys might have to do the show with me so I don't pass out or something. All right, so who is this email from? Who is this say? This is J21. Well, hello there, J21. It says, since Blake Buck is always complaining about how hard it is for you guys to use Skype, it is, you might want to try this. Ecamm.com call recorder. Also, I think the IMGP glossary is disrespectful to all those who have actually wasted their time on the podcast listening to it from day one. Some of us pride ourselves by getting all your stupid references and catchphrases.
See, that's why I think we need the debug thread to be a secret. We'll say it once on one show. If you want to go listen to it, you have to listen to that one show. We gotta have more things for people that have who've listened.
Well, but at the same time, there's still hidden gems where the truly faithful will know what we're talking about and will catch extra catchphrases that we don't use very often.
It's true.
That's true. And J21, we don't want to be exclusive to new listeners either. I mean, we do have a lot of sort of vernacular on this show that we use that's kind of daunting and quite frankly intimidating.
Heat, deep, go, hide that power!
You can get hot dogs for like nothing. I mean, you've got to have some kind of glossary. So that's why Justin Fick took upon himself to create.
But yeah, the determining factor, however, is I spent all freaking week on that D. So stand up.
On that D. All right, Justin Fick, take us email. Go.
All right. So Luke Sirius Fox writes in. I'm sorry, IMG Podcast crew. I'll be missing episode 30. Didn't miss a damn thing. Where odds are you were reading this. Oh, slap my face.
Slap your face!
At first I...
No. In case you guys didn't notice, I've actually been letting the D word slide on our last edits. Because I've been thinking, you know, we might as well keep this cable quality. Because they say the D word on cable. I think I let
it... like once or twice on cable.
Well, see, that's
late at night.
That's what I'm saying. We should... If it slips out every now and then, I'm not going to buzzer exit. That's all I'm saying. Also, I'm really lazy when we edit, so I just don't want to add it in.
Well, I always like on the earlier podcast, there would be us, you know, going on tirades, and one of us would get bleeped out for saying like hell.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like right after that, like you would miss like a bleep for someone dropping an F-bomb or something. It's great.
Shh! Don't be telling us that secret.
But the criteria that I use is that in the Jets and Guns video review, we say Blake Buck says Dizdam.
That gets Dizdam is okay.
Dizdam. So right. So Jackass and Dizdam. Anyway, Luke, Sirius Fox continues. At first I wanted to try this intern thing you want to start, but I
saw wait, just wait, how many wait, people wait, 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 wait,
wait,
Wait.
I just got an email from Facebook, and Alex has added me to his Facebook. If you remember, Alex was with us at Macworld and wants to be
that,
intern.
That was your big moment? I thought you were going to say, I just found $1,000 under my bed.
Look, it was exciting to me.
All right.
I got this very same email, and got him on Facebook, and I'm
yeah, all three of us are on Facebook. Oh, also, guys, we're also, about 2 weeks ago, I keep forgetting to mention this, we are on MySpace. You can add the Inside Mac Games podcast to your MySpace. Now, there's not much there, because I don't really know a lot about MySpace. It's sort of like my parents with TiVo. They can learn how to do it, they just don't want to. Same thing with me and MySpace.
Well, look, anytime I get validation for this crazy thing that we do on Sunday, I get really excited.
So, well, anyway, so if any of you guys want to do these little social networking, MySpace or Facebook, any of that jazz, we're all on there now, so I don't really keep up with any of them, but for those of you who do, it's fun.
Yeah, Justin Fick is on MySpace, but he tries not to go on it all that much just because it insults his intelligence.
All right.
And makes him talk in the third person.
All right, so guess what we got this week, guys? A listener line. Thanks for guessing, by the way. A listener line call in on 231 Heat D Go.
Oh, man.
So we only got one voicemail, which I'm a little disappointed, guys. 231 Heat D Go is available all the time. We only get one voicemail. So here it is.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm running for governor to lead a movement for change.
And that's it.
I got none of that.
Well, somebody called in and played like Arnold Schwarzenegger clips or something. Lame. You better come up with some stronger power than that next time you call in.
Sounded like sipping to me.
Oh, I've got a sipping clip, too, later in the show. You guys better hold on for that power. All right, let me check my cheat sheet here. Make sure we got everything in this section. Let's see. Nobody uses the
Blake
call
Buck has
number.
Got a heat sheet for each section
no,
of the podcast now.
I've got two sheets. I've got two sheets. Number one is the guide that tells me everything I need to say and always forget about. And the other one is the heat sheet. This is whenever things start falling to pieces, I just read something off this sheet, and it's comedy gold. So we'll see if we get to that heat sheet. Ideally, we never would, but we always do. All right, so now it's time for the Inside Mac Games contest, which who's gonna do the segue? Justin Fick, you do the segue.
I'm Pastor Steve B, and now it's time for the contest.
And fading it out because I hate that music. Okay.
Lamb.
So, let's see. What do we ask? Oh, that's right. Last week's show, we asked you to make golden statues of ourselves. Email them in. And so the week before, we got a good number of submissions, guys. It was really great. We were really feeling high and mighty. This week, we got no new submissions at all. I'm very disappointed in the lack of golden statues. So we're just going to pick a winner from last week. So, guys, do we want to describe these again, or let's just pick the winner. We've already been over all these images, right? Right?
Pretty much.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So I say the winner. My vote for winner, let me put these pages away. My vote for winner is the one of William Miller with the glue. That's my favorite.
Yes.
See, I like this one for several reasons. And I think it's very well done. Like, the Photoshop job is pretty good. My face kind of looks like it's made out of gold. And it does. And it's a joke.
Absolutely.
You worked a joke in there.
You worked a joke in there, and that's what you got to do on this show. Also, but I think a close runner-up, my second favorite, is the one by Tom Bartlett. The one with the milk cartons. You remember that one from last week?
Yeah, it's got who above my name. Thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Oh, here's just in case you want to know how to say his name.
For the benefit of Blake Buck, my name is pronounced, or at least my surname is pronounced, Barbalay. Easy to say, Barbalay.
There you have it.
You made a little rhyme.
I know, yeah, he's got a little rhyme for his name. Anyway, but you're not the winner, good sir. Who is the winner? What's his name? Mark B.
Mark B.
So, oh, but you know what? Mark B has already won, like, three of our contests. Because he sent in the Arabian stud. So if you want, maybe we'll give you an account to give to somebody else, maybe, Mark B. Maybe that's how we'll do it. Anyway, well, just send us an email and we'll work something out. But for next week, I figure, you know, we've been doing all these Photoshops, you know, everybody's been...
Mark B is going to have, like, five years of IMG Pro.
Yeah, all the same people keep winning, so we're going to have to do something else. So I thought, you know what we should do? We should use our ill-used listener line for next week's contest. So what do you guys think we could do with the listener line? Maybe call in and sing a little song or do a little joke or something? What do you guys think?
See, I think we need some kind of trivia. Maybe not, like, podcast-related trivia, but Mac game-related trivia. We need to get back to our roots, folks.
You think?
I got an idea. All right, so you have to use the listener line, and you have to sing a birthday song to Sip in the Swede. Now, Sip in the Swede is eligible. He can sing a birthday song to himself.
No, you can't sing a birthday song to your... Well... No, that'd be awesome. I don't. Do we want to do
the hat, dude? He can sing a birthday song to himself.
Do we want to do trivia or birthday song for Swippin? Sippin. What do you guys think?
I think it needs to be both. I think it needs to work in Mac game trivia into the lyrics of a birthday song to Sippin.
You have to sing him a Mac gaming birthday song.
That's it. Yeah, Mac gaming birthday song. This is the dumbest contest ever. Is this better or worse than a golden statues? I can't tell.
Well, I think it's a little less self-serving than golden statues of ourselves.
we're giving back to a loyal listener, Sippin' the Swede, by having the listener sing a birthday song. So we're giving back to the community.
So the number you need to call into is 231 Heat D Go. Also, guys, so I was talking to Steve Zay the other day, right? Remember we talked about those games that, you remember way back in our contest, you actually won good stuff like games for winning the contest?
James Bond, 007, Nightfire, MTX, Motatrax.
Now, I was under the impression...
Wait, can you recite all of them still?
Let me... what was the first one? If I remember the first one, I can say them all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what was the first one?
I just remember Lord of the Rings, Return of the Ring.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, anyway, so I was talking to Steve Zay yesterday, and he actually received the game he won for making our podcast logos.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
He actually received a game from Tunser Dennis. Whoa.
If anybody else has received a game from Tunser Dennis, let us know.
Because I don't think there are any. All right, finally for the contest next week, guys, we're talking about the intern. It's time for us to discuss the Inside Mac Games Podcast intern.
Now, this isn't a joke, folks.
This is not a joke.
If you become selected as the IMG Podcast intern, you'll actually get, you know, you'll get registered with the IMG system. You'll be managing our feed for us. You'll like listen to the show and check to see if there's anything we need to edit or whatever. You might even you'll be writing the news article.
Yeah, the main responsibility right now is, you guys notice if you go on IMG, every single episode of the show that comes out has not only a feature that lists, you know, where you can get the podcast and all the news on the podcast and links to all the news, but it's also got a news article that's like, oh, this feature just got posted today, and it gets quotes from the article. These take me about, I don't know, maybe about an hour to write. And it's just something I don't want to do every week. So guess what? The intern's going to do it.
Well, I think the first duty of the IMG podcast intern is to take the blame for this podcast being an hour late.
Yeah, it's already your fault, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Whoever it ends up being, it's your fault.
Pretty much.
That's right. So you need to have good writing skills, be willing to listen
to the podcast every week.
Yeah, the ability to cut and paste. And, you know, if you're a good audio skills personality, then maybe you'll get on the show.
Most definitely, guys. If you're not on the log, I mean, you gotta have a little bit of personality if you want to come on the show. So, even if you're not that outgoing, maybe you could pre-record some clips for us to play on the show. I don't know. So,
or if you're not outgoing, we're gonna get you drunk before the show.
Pretty much. So we're gonna be we're gonna decide the intern next week. For those of you listening on the podcast feed, just send us an email, podcast@insidemacgames.com. Tell us why you should be the intern. Get a little about yourself. And for those we like, we'll send you back an invite to next week where we're going to decide the winner.
And it's a new feature. Fight to the death.
It's a new feature we're working on, guys. And it's going to get revealed a little later. But we're going to hide that power. Hide that power. Justin Fick, do you even know about this power yet?
I do not know about this power. I am not savvy to said power.
Well, I'll just say battle has been refined. So you better be ready. Anyway.
Apple Templar guessed it. It's battle.
So, who is typing? Who is typing? Raise your hand. Yeah, look at you. Look at you, you idiot. All right. Why did you just say that? William Mills sends me a question that says, are we doing battle today? You could just say that? What's wrong with you?
Well, if we're doing battle today, then...
Dude, it's ready to go. I got everything ready to go for today.
All right.
Good. Okay, so the next section, though, not battle, it is Stump Buck, which Justin Fick is going to give us a segue to. Time is slowing down. Right now. Ow.
And now it's time to Stump Buck.
I hope that wasn't Pastor Steve.
No, that was a slow motion segue.
Oh, okay. Blake Buck, I've got monster heat for you today.
Oh, I'm ready for this monster heat.
I've been going easy on you.
Oh,
I've been going easy on you. But it dawned on me when I was eating my Cheerios this morning. I got a game that I know you've never played before.
Now, is this Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Fruit Cheerios, what?
Oh, it's regular Cheerios with honey on it.
That's real man's Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's right.
Dude, I've just decided this is the official Justin Fick degree that anyone that eats that yogurt Cheerios is not a human being and needs to die.
You know what I like to put on my Cheerios? Land of Lakes. I can cross that one off my heat sheet. Land of Lakes. Done. All right!
Now, does that just have something to do with Cheerios, or you just had Land of Lakes?
I had the word Land of Lakes on my heat sheet. That one can be crossed out. Alright, William Miller, lay your heat on me.
Alright, my heat this week is something I played when I was a youngin'. It came in a value pack of CD-ROM games, back when the CD-ROM was still a novelty. My game for you this week is Blown Away.
Blown Away? Blown Away? Isn't that what Justin Fick does in Vegas?
Cross that one off your heat sheet, too.
That one wasn't even on my heat sheet.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with hot dates.
It sounds like hot date. Alright, Blown Away. Okay, obviously, you're playing a video game, right? So, Blown Away, you're going to be shooting stuff. So, you've got perhaps a hero, and he's got lots of weaponry. And what he does is he goes into these buildings, lots of bad guys, right? Starts shooting him in the face. And then as he does it, the title screen comes up and says, Blown Away! And then the game ends.
No. It's like...
Buy that.
It's like a... It's a... one of those interactive movie games. You know, like, there was a slew of those that came out back
then. Oh, yeah! Oh, wait a minute! No! I think I remember this now.
You're this guy, and there's this crazy dude that makes all these bombs. You have to defuse these bombs.
Isn't this the one that's, like, set in Texas? What am I thinking of? The one that's, like, Texas something or another?
I don't think this one's set in Texas.
I think there was something.
Could be wrong.
Maybe the chat knows. There's a game called like Texas Shooters or something like that. I'm thinking of.
No, it wasn't like a real time game. It's like you watched a movie and you clicked on stuff.
Yeah, that's how
it was. One of those kinds of games. Anyway, an interesting bit of trivia about this game, which is one of the reasons I thought of it eating my Cheerios and honey this morning, is that Howard Shear of Grids fame ported it to Mac.
That's not fair. You wouldn't even have known about that game if it weren't for Howard Shear.
No, I owned it. I remembered it because of Howard Shear.
Dude, copy from Howard.
It came in the same value pack that Brain Surgery came in.
Brain Surgery?
Yeah, it was this DOS game where you, like, operated on a brain. It had way too much blood to actually be a brain.
Dude, that's on the DS.
In their game, like
dude,
that on the DS?
I want a surgery game where blood just sprays everywhere like Kill Bill.
High pressure veins. I love
yes.
it. All right. Well, I'll give you that.
Like a fire hose with Kool-Aid.
I'll give you that point, William Miller. But Justin Fick, you will not best me this week. I'm ready for your power.
I will best you, because the power this week is fungus.
Fungus. This is the earliest version of Spore, where you start off as a fungus and you gotta infect other areas of the swamp until you create one giant cesspool, and then you win the game. Admit it's similar to that. Admit it. You're a fungus and you expand.
Absolutely not.
Okay, what is it then?
Okay, fungus. I know you haven't played this because this is a turn-based strategy game. But fungus, like, you get this little board, right? And your fungus is this smiley face. And you place, like, these little Tetris pieces on the board. And it sort of, like, grows your fungus. And you have to, like, surround people, kind of like Othello. And you can, like, bite into their fungus. And you just have to, like, you have to eat their face.
Oh, eat their face. Okay.
Yes. So, and it was actually really cool. Like, I remember just playing that over and over and over again, and it's actually been re-released as, it's called Net Fungus now.
So wait, what would this have run on?
It ran on, Mac, OS...
Did it run on...
Apple II?
Oh!
Yeah.
I heard that click wheel going.
No! Don't tell their secrets!
You gotta turn the volume down on your iPod, because it's like, yes. It's blowing out.
Dude, it's Apple II.
Yeah, if Apple II doesn't clip, it should not be played.
Alright. Well, fine. Fine! You think you're so slick, huh? William Miller, Justin Fick, a double stump today. Fine. You know what? No, I'm not even gonna play the cake song. That's how mad I am. Alright, so now, guys, are you all ready for the new section? The new and revised section?
We are ready.
Go.
Alright, let me cue it up. Are you ready? And now, it's time for battle. Ready.
What?
Now, how are they? How are they? Yeah, how are they better?
Just better.
What is it with the apathy?
Just people that call us on the show.
But he's been taking Dramamine all day. He's not fairly coherent.
And it's the first team who does not kill the monsters. That loses.
Welcome to battle!
I love it.
So
now I also love. I noticed the battle royale image in the podcast.
That's where the inspiration for this actually came from. So battle is going to work like this. There's the thing you got to do in battle is survive. And to do that, you got to keep the heat coming. If the heat's not there, you get the Buzzer X.
Oh no, not just Buzzer X. We have a new Buzzer X. It's called the Buzzer Bomb. So when you hear that sound, you're gone. All right? So instead of having the chat contests, whoever can last the longest in battle will win 3 months of IMG Pro today on the Inside Mac Games podcast. So, right. So we're ready to start taking calls, guys. So let's see how long he lasts. I've got buzzerbomb.jpg ready to go.
Well, Black, you got to turn the volume down on buzzerbomb.jpg.
What? Dude.
Okay, see, that was fine. That was fine.
All right. It's about 80%. That's where it needs to be.
Dude, that's the nuclear Buzzer X bomb. It needs to be constant blast clipping distortion all over the place. It damages your speakers.
Stefan Langford in the chat is threatening to come back on. See, Stefan, if it dropped that gay game the other day,
You would have won. Exactly.
Because we laughed so hard. All right, Stefan Langford.
Oh, so here are the rules of battle. Pretty quick. Number one, turn off your feed. We don't want to hear your feed in the background. Number two, wear headphones. We don't want to hear ourselves echoing all over yourself. If you can either call in at 231 Heat D Go or use Skype at podcast or IMG podcast. But use headphones. Make sure you use headphones. Don't have the feed on.
Failure to comply leads to buzzer X bomb.
Oh, we need to actually time them. That's one.
Oh yeah, I got my watch. I got my stopwatch right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Stefan Langford, you're live on the IMG podcast. Go.
Welcome to battle.
Yeah. Okay. First off, though, Dixie, he doesn't have a microphone today, and he wanted to do a battle via proxy, but it's not going to work because of the stupid lag. So, he wants me to do a Scottish accent. Hello.
Easy go.
Okay, then. That's not Scottish, it's Irish. I can't do a Scottish accent. I'm sorry, Peachy.
You can't do a Scottish accent? My finger's getting heavy! My finger's getting heavy!
Can you crush a man with that rock? With the Scottish accent, go, D.
Can you crush a man with that rock?
No! Oh, I'm so sorry. You lasted 60 seconds, Stefan Langford. Congratulations. All right, next caller.
Here comes Alex. Alex, you are live on the Instant Mac Games podcast. Go.
Awesome. Okay. I just wanted to complain about Gish. I told Blake Buck about this originally, but I paid $25 to get Gish delivered, and I got a cheap deal. First of all, they handed me just the CD, and then...
Uh-oh. We lost him. Yo!
What happened there?
We know that I know what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
So I just wanted to complain, because I paid $25, and... It's telling me it's a trap, but I paid $25 for Gish, and I got nothing. I basically got the CD, and that's it. On the website, I remember seeing they actually had the case. They showed a picture of what the case would look like.
That's pretty gay. And
it is.
I mean, not gay. I mean, not cool. We cannot use that word in a derogatory fashion.
Alex Erdy, what key makes you go heavy and Gish? Go.
Oh, D.
Oh, excellent.
Oh,
you averted a buzzer boom there.
Oh, yeah. A makes you go sticky, too.
All right, you got more heat, Alex? Go.
Yeah, I started playing I got a bunch of games off of Walmart for cheap. You guys did all like PS2 games. So I know it's not Mac, but still. Started playing Sly 2. Have you guys played that yet?
Oh, I've played Sly 2. I lost Blake that game Buck's, in Blake Hurricane Buck's Katrina.
Blake Buck's girlfriend played Sly 2 while she was visiting the house back last summer. Isn't that right, Blake Buck?
That game got stolen by hoodlums in Hurricane Katrina.
That sucks.
It was in her dorm room, and some hoodlums stole it.
I hate hoodlums. I say guys in hoods, actually.
You're like kind of like the gamer hood. More heat, Alex. Go.
You're doing good, Alex. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, Blake Buck. I also Facebooked you. Also, you know, you were the first one I Facebooked.
Oh, so I'm more important than the other two?
Oh
yeah. I went through and looked through the friend list for everyone, actually.
Ah, I see. Well, that bought you. That bought you more time.
It is creepy. I agree about me being creepy. Alright, and also, I actually, Gish for some reason also lost my save file originally, too. I was on World 3 already, and it lost it all of a sudden. No more Gish file for some reason. And I started playing all over again, which makes me sad. And I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to last, because I have not...
sorry, Alex! Alright! Well, thanks so much for calling in, Alex.
Alright.
Slam.
Stefan wants another go at his teeth.
You cannot have more than one go. What's wrong with you?
One chance per week.
All right. Well, we gotta show him what we think about that then.
Oh, you mean this? All right.
Hello.
Stefan.
Is this Stefan?
Hello again. Yes.
You better bring the. Oh. What happened there?
All right, back.
All right. You gotta bring hard heat right now. Go.
Oh Man, where do I start today? I can't say that. You're an absolute mess today. Okay, you start an hour late. Yeah, you've never been on time. Not once have you ever been on time. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I hear you!
All right, we have Mr. Barbalay on tap. He's ready to do battle on the IMG podcast.
All right, well, first, how long did Alex Erdy...
Alex Erdy lasts about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
That's pretty good. Okay, here comes Mr. Barbalay. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Mr. Barbalay, you're live on the IMG podcast. How you doing?
Always good. My heat's with regards to WWDC coming up. I was wondering what the folks thought in terms of the hardware that was going to be released at WWDC.
Ah, ooh, an excellent question.
That's a Mac-related question.
That's true.
Okay, so I think in response to iRiver, we're going to see a new rev of the iPod, hopefully with a large...
It's just going to be the Nano. I'm hearing the new iPods are going to make it till the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's my theory.
It's going to be the iSlab.
Apple has licensed this new multi-touch technology. There was a demo of this stuff released on YouTube or something, and it looked really cool. It's the same stuff they use to do the two-finger scrolling on the trackpad. And I think they're going to release an iPod with a really big screen that has this touchpad technology in it by the end of the year.
It's going to be one big screen.
Yeah, like, just one gigantic screen.
Even more screen to machine ratio than this PSP that I'm holding right now. It's going to be bad. I mean, bad jackass. It's not
bad
my face.
Bad jackass. It's not I don't know. Face. WWDC, I think we might see a new... I don't know if we'll see Core 2 Duos in...
This is actually the reason I'm calling. I develop a Noble 8 simulation, which Apple bundles with all their stuff, but it's on the open source end. Mm-hmm. So I'm not under any NDA, but they want me to kind of pump it up in terms of the threads, in terms of the kind of math that's involved. So that's my feeling as well. That's what I'm working on currently. So I was just tuning in for the first time. Nice to see the level of professionalism prior to the podcast starting. Always good.
So you actually think that they are going to release Core 2 Duo machines?
I think on the desktop end it's going to be very, very interesting. But for the kind of code that I'm writing currently, that's my sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, when do you think we're going to see the towers, the Power Macs get?
I think if you look at the Intel side of things, they're already talking about those kind of chip releases. So, you know, dot dot dot, it could be happening at WWDC. It could be that that Apple is releasing the first set of these new processor types. But I'm just as much in the dark as you folk are with regards to this. I'm just writing my code.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. Well, that would be pretty cool, but I can't afford one. Some serious coin for those big desktop machines.
If you look at what the Mac is doing in terms of boot camp, it's one of the cheapest Core Duos out there. So, I mean, my sense is it could go that way, too.
You mean it's cheaper than a Windows-based Core Duo that you can buy?
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're actually right. That's that's a very good point. You know that Mac Mall is now bundling Windows with their new Core Duo Max.
Oh, really?
Like it comes pre-installed. Yeah. You know, I tried to install. This is going to buy you a little more time, actually. I tried to install Bootcamp on my computer the other day, and it's not compatible with the latest firmware that's released. What the dice?
Lame. Dude, I want pirates. Oh. That's all I know.
All right. Well, you got any more heat?
No, it's good chatting with you guys. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks so much. All right.
Any more victims?
What was his time, Blake Buck?
Oh, I forgot
like
the time.
Three and a half minutes.
There we go.
Oh, man.
It's not so much the time. It's not really
it
so much.
It right in Skype, so.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, you're right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice.
All right, so how about Stefan the Swede? Let's give him a call.
Stefan is calling again.
No, Stefan, you just get immediately buzzer X.
Oh, we got Mike.
Oh!
All right, I got Mike on the other end. He's waiting to go. Are you
all
ready?
All right, we're ready.
Okay, here he comes. Hang on just a second. Mike, you are live on the Inside Mac Games podcast. Go!
Hello. Yeah, so anyway, the other day I was on Amazon. I was trying to buy a razor. So I go through all the stuff, I make an account.
Well, you're not old enough to shave yet, are you, Mike?
Well, no. Whatever. Anyway, so I was buying a razor. I get to
I'm
check
not either,
out-
actually. Sorry. Keep going. Keep going.
Anyway, I get to the checkout, and I put in the credit card number, all that stuff. Then I click the checkout. I get a confirmation email, like 2 weeks later, no razor. I call Amazon support. I say, where's my razor? And they say, we can't access your account or anything. I talked to this lady for about half an hour. She has no idea what the hell is going on. So finally she says, we'll get back to you like in three days. So I just say, you know, screw you. Like, has this ever happened to you? I mean, I thought Amazon was a good company. Aren't they usually trusted?
Now, did you buy from like an Amazon, I guess, not really subsidiary.
Yeah, it might have been one of those.
Because, you know,
yeah.
They have, like, other companies
they use
that are
the new
the
stuff.
Amazon umbrella. Yeah. So a lot of times when you're buying from Amazon, you're not actually buying from Amazon proper. You're buying from, like, some, you know, bag who's... Oh,
slap your face.
I don't know. I've never had that happen to me, actually. I've had pretty good experiences with Amazon.
Yeah, this is Justin Amazon. Fick, hereby demanding an increase in heat.
Heat increase in heat. Go.
Yes, sir. Right, so, that's the last time I buy from Amazon. From now on, it's all new Eggman.
There you go.
And actually, I should,
I actually accidentally hung up on him. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Well, I had a few seconds to your time for that. I honestly did not mean to hang up on you. I apologize. Please help us get this show on time next time, Mike. Please. Please. All right, any more for battle?
Dude, I want Sippin'. I got a clip to play for Sippin'.
All right, Sippin', you've been called out to battle. And we get Stefan. No!
No, Stefan! Look.
Save your heat for later weeks.
Look, we just picked up the phone for Stefan. Click or click. Oh, look! We hung up on him. I made that noise with my mouth. I don't know if you guys could tell. You might have thought it was Skype
click.
For real.
Look, guys, you could only be on once. Stefan was an exception. Alex, no dice, buddy. I'm sorry. Only once.
Save it for later weeks. And
save that heat for later weeks.
Pace your heat.
Here's an example. I've got heat right here on my heat sheet that I'll read for you guys to give an example.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, the other day I played Second Life. Any of you are familiar with Second Life? It's a sort of an open-ended MMORPG where you just kind of build and do stuff, and it's really like a big chat room. So I thought, well, I'll try this Second Life, right? So I turned on the game, powered it up, went through the little tutorials. Kind of fun, you know? I made my guy very muscular and tall, and he had blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a very tight-fitting shirt, and I saw all those rippling muscles. It was pretty much an accurate representation of what I look like in real life. And so I start playing the game, go through the tutorial, not bad, and so I click to go to the main world, and where do I land? Downtown district, middle of the sex shop. Bam. There were people and everything everywhere. Oh my god, the walls were covered with them. I'm trying to run out of the building. You know, there's all these phalluses in my face. I'm running. And then I finally get stuck, and I'm stuck in a wall of... my guy was stuck in the wall and he couldn't get away, and I was like, you know what, for a game where you're stuck in a wall, this is not that much fun. I have a screenshot of it. I'll post it in the album.
It should be the
now we actually met
the no clip cheat code.
We interviewed some of the engineers on Second Life at Macworld. Blake Buck still has not cut together the footage, and you'll never see it, listeners. All right, Stefan is screaming to come back. If he doesn't have heat this time,
all right,
never again.
Stefan, a lot's riding on you. Next week, you will revoke your right to come on next week if your heat is not strong.
If your heat is not good
right now,
so
I got my thumb on the button.
Or Stefan, you get one more shot. We're gonna wait for him.
The heat requirement will be high. So
the heat requirement will be very high.
You better come in here, guns blazing.
Oh, we got Felix. All right, hang on. Felix, you're live on the Inside Mad Games podcast. Go.
What is this section about? Is it about telling stupid stories and stuff?
You better bring heat to this section. That's okay. What the section's all about. Heat. You got heat for us or not?
I got it. Yeah, I got some heat for you.
Okay, go.
You know, my favorite Mac game is MTX Motor Trax, and I'm so good at it that it's kind of boring when I just race against the other guys, you know. And I do my own rules for the game to make it, you know, hard for me. And yeah, I race against all the others, and like I try to
come on,
increase heat up and go.
Yeah, I like stop at the start and you know, wait for 10 seconds, and then I race the others and.
All right, here comes Stefan.
We're such assholes.
Stefan, go.
Okay, right. That is not battle, all right? Battle is where you have an argument between two people. For that, Blake, you suck. You killed battle, yeah? Then you're not listening. Yeah? You're not listening.
What are you talking about?
Go. Blake, he's just rubbish. He's rubbish.
All right, all right. This is
right.
All
right.
Wait, he's what? Still here. Oh no!
What did you do? I think he's right, Blake Buck. I think honestly, Battle needs to have a subject. Now, Battle's still being refined, listeners. So any input you have will be taken into consideration. So I think that there needs to be some topic of Battle every day. And in battle, participants come on the show and battle with us for dominance.
Okay, so let's do that right now. I'll tell you what, let's rework this a little bit. What if we had, like, a topic? Like, what about, like, realism in games? And we could discuss it.
Nah, it's gotta be a controversial topic. I mean, realism in games, you know.
Okay, so what's a controversial topic in the Mac gaming world?
Eating babies.
Apple third-party, or Apple first-party support for game development, Heat D Go.
I think, aren't we all on the same side about that?
Yeah, that's true, we are.
Hmm. Yeah, we've got to think of a way to refine battle. Because right now, it's just making bodies in the floor. Let's see if the chat has any ideas. How to deal with piracy. That's not a bad idea.
All right. Piracy prevention battle. Take two.
This is so dumb. It's going to take me forever to edit together something that doesn't sound retarded.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should save that for next show. We've got a lot of battling that we did on this show already.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we had sufficient battling. And
But the queue of listeners, that went good, right? And queue them up, put them on.
Look, yeah, you did good, William Miller.
I'm getting the handle of this Skype, Mike. I'm getting it.
All right, so let's see. Anybody else who wanted to... Hey, it's Sippin's birthday. We should call him up, right?
Yeah, call up Sip and Go.
Sip and Go.
Wait, don't I have to do that?
Yeah, man,
you know
call
his phone number?
I know his Skype all right. name.
All right, hang on.
Hey, we should call Tunser again, dude.
We're just going to call him every week until he answers.
Yeah, until he comes on the show. Did you call him? Oh. Hey. If somebody else answers, I'll handle this.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Tunser Dennis? Hello?
He hung up on us.
Aw, lame. You can tell Tunser loves this show. All right, guys, you just can't tell.
I think it's one of those things where I think if he ignores it long enough, maybe it'll go away.
No, man, you don't ignore us. We're like herpes.
It's just gonna get worse.
Yeah, we might not have a show in a long time, but we always come back.
Yeah, it's like you might not hear from Herpes for a while, but every once in a while we flare up.
All right, anybody? All right, last call for callers, and then we're done.
Like it's been that's the first word Tunsir has spoken on our show, and wow, really long time. You remember the days when we had intelligible, thought-provoking conversations with Tunsir?
Man, I have totally forgotten about that.
There were never thought-provoking conversations with Tunsir Dennis.
Like, anything he tried to start, we squelched pretty quickly with our unintelligible banter.
All right, well, that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
So that's the end of battle, so...
End of battle. We're still tinkering with battle. I think we might have... See, the main thing, we need to tone down how much it's used, I think, the Buzzer X bomb.
Well, I think what needs to happen is we need to have some sort of like voting in the chat where we nominate the buzzer bomb, and then when
oh no way dude nominate, no way this is a there are only three people on this earth who can decide when buzzer bomb happens. Oh, wait a minute. Am I supposed to do it fast or slow today?
Do it fast. Come on, Blake Buck.
All right!
Very good.
It's a pretty good show, Blake Buck, even though we got off to a little rocky start.
Listen, we're
going to sit down sometime this week and figure all this out. Actually, we've got a new application called Ubercaster that we have been promised, and it's going to come out in beta today. So we're going to get to test that out, see how well it works.
Yeah, so maybe next week won't be so awkward.
And then, honestly, by sitting down and working on it, we really mean we're going to be playing Contra.
Dude,
and eating Cheetos.
Rage of Magic 2.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Getting our quality chop-chop time in.
Yeah. So if you'd like to send us an email, it's podcast@insidemacgames.com, or if you'd like to leave us a listener line, perhaps our contest entry, you can call us at 231 Heat D Go. Also, guys, wanted to remind you all, it's time to vote at podcastalley.com. That's the podcast ranking website. And currently we are number 111 of the top 100, well, I guess the top 111 podcasts on the internet. So, we gotta get those numbers up, guys. I wanna see top 10 this month. If you want to
figure out a review the rewards for podcast Go.
All right, so let me think about it in my head. Okay, so as we've discussed previously, Blake Buck has promised to play and do a video diary of the marathon games, depending on where the podcast ranks in Podcast Alley at the end of this month. So if the podcast breaks the top 100 in July, Blake Buck will take a video diary of Marathon 1. If we bust the top 50, he will do a video diary of Marathon 1 and Marathon 2, Durandal. Top 20, he will do a video diary of Marathon 1, 2, and Infinity. And top 10, he will do a video diary of Marathon 1, 2, and Infinity naked.
So there you have it.
So, go vote at podcastalley.com. Put us up there.
And leave out the detail that we are an hour late today.
Yeah, leave the detail out.
just say that we're really awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. So from all of us here at Inside Mac Games, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And I'm Tunsir Dennis.
And we will see you next time. I'm waiting for it to finish.
Blam.
Blam.